Indeed, the street is not the only site that we can take for granted for certain kinds of public assemblies, because the street is also a public good for which people fight. An infrastructural necessity that forms one of the demands of certain forms of mobilization, and I would add certain forms of mobilization against precarity. With or without streets, some basic requirements of the body are at the center of political mobilizations. Bodies require food and shelter, protection from injury and destruction, healthcare. Bodies require other bodies for support, for passion, for survival. And it matters what age those bodies are and whether they are able bodies, since in all forms of dependency, bodies require not just one other person, but social systems of support that are complexly human and technical. Assuming not only that the vulnerability was already there, but also that it is, in some sense, deniable. Of course, one cannot make an easy analogy between individual and group formations, and yet modes of denial or disavowal can be seen to traverse them both. For instance, to certain defenders of the military rationale for the destruction of targeted groups or populations, they might say, you act as if you yourself were not vulnerable to the kind of destruction you cause. Defenders of certain forms of neoliberal economics, you act as if you yourself could never belong to a population whose work and life is considered disposable, precarious, who can suddenly be deprived of basic rights